42-41. Collins with the lead. A big third quarter there, especially for Dominic Turner. He had 12 there in the third quarter by himself. Forth, right side to McKnight.
Oh, good swing.
Gets it away to Fort straight away. Nick drives, steps through, little floater in the lane, no good. Rebounded by Cochran, Crowley goes up, put it in. Collins now with their biggest lead of the night, 44-41. Coveney in the front court. Gets it away to Gibson. Gibson with it out near the timeline. Gets it to Heelan. Heelan left side to Henderson. Got straight away to Coveney. Over to Jones. Jones going to drive in the lane. Goes up. Tough shot up and rolled in. Good shot there by Jones. Well guarded by McKnight. Davion floats it up ahead to Turner. Turner gets it right back to McKnight. He's guarded closely by Jones. Right wing to Feldner. Out straight away to Turner. Dom going to drive. Kick out to Ford on the left wing.
Oh, give it to him.
And floats it down, but Dom had to come out and get it. Leaves it all deflected. McKnight will go get it near the timeline. Now they'll look to reset. McKnight drives right side, goes up, and deflected. Jones has it coming the other way. Step through, move, lay up. Oldham County leads.
Dom had a good idea. I mean, Davion had a good idea to get it to Cochran. It's just bad pass.
Ford being doubled. Gets it away to McKnight. That's a foul. And free throws will play big here. Is that's the second foul on Coveney.
What's Davion shoot on the year?
Davion comes in 68%.
Better than I thought, really.
And has the most attempts on the team. So McKnight to the line with a 1-1.
Free throw up.
Good. That ties things up at 45.
Hit two big ones against Shelby County.
Yeah. 6:15 to go in this one. McKnight to the line, trying to give Collins the lead. Free throw up, good again. Davion goes 2-2. And Coach Gaither wants a timeout. We'll see if he's going to be a 30 or a full here. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 6:15 to go. Collins back out on top. 46-45. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament. Here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Gibson with it in front court. Spin. Leaves it off. Now right back to Gibson. Cochran coming out to play him on a little switch. Back out front. Heelan has it.
Battle for the rebound, taken by Ford.
Nice thing, Davion, get that pass. The ball went right behind.
Ford, left side to Turner on the wing. Dom gets it away to Cochran. Charlie just right at the top of the circle. They'll leave it off for McKnight. Davion, nice pass down to Cochran. Glaze it in to draw it.
I'll tell you right now, in 4 years, McKnight's going to be special. I don't care what anybody, I mean, he might not be the best shooter in the world. Right there, I know he's going to be special in 4 years. You've got to, if you're out there listening, you need to come watch him play.
Third foul on Heelan. That'll send Cochran to the line. And Charlie, after going scoreless in the first half.
One thing you like about Davion, I mean, he's strong as a freshman, too. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think he's I might be wrong. I've been wrong once, twice before, but I think he's got a chance to be pretty good.
I'll tell you the impressive thing, I think, with Davion and anything else, for a young player, never seems to let the game bother him. And it's hard to do with a young player.
I was watching him shoot earlier during warm-ups, and, oh, he's 3 points, so it's not bad. It's not his game, though, but now.
Cochran to the line, trying to complete the three-point trip.
Free throw up.
Good. Charlie now with 12, all of those in the second half, and Collins with the biggest lead now, 49-45, 5:20 to go.
Get that.
And Cochran steals, and it's tripped. Should have been a call.
I don't think.
Healing going to drive, leave it off in the middle to Lattimore, and will draw the foul on Turner.
I really think that was, I didn't think, I just think he was going for the ball on both guys. You like seeing him come up, who was that on, Turner?
It was on Dom at his fourth.
They know he's going to be either on Turner or Charlie.
I just thought he had position to make the play, and the other guy undercut
him. It could have been.
Free throw by Lattimore, good.
You know, I like getting on officials.
Yeah.
So.
If you say it's clean, I'll take your word for it.
I didn't think it was clean. I just think it was both guys going for the ball. But that's a big foul on Dom. Oh, you could have came forward, take him out.
5:11 to go in this. Second free throw. Rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Cochran. He'll get it away to Turner. Dom will slowly make his way in the front court. Still on the dribble out front with it. We go under 5 minutes.
I think Dom's got to worry about is trying somebody trying to draw a charge on
him. Step back, 15-footer, good!
Hey, one thing, we talked about him being a little passive before, not tonight.
51-46, biggest lead again for Collins here now at 5. Lattimore gets it in the corner. Anderson right back to Lattimore. Swing it to Jones. Jones is going to drive, and that'll be number 4 on Charlie Cochran. Unless they get McKnight, it'll be 4 on one of the two of them. That'll be on Cochran at his 4th. So Collins now definitely going to have to be really careful on these drives with 4.5 minutes still to go.
One thing you do, you don't need to go out and rush out on Jones because he's not a very good free throw. I mean, a 3-point shooter.
Jones at the line, free throw up, good.
He's very good at dribbling and taking it to the basket. But
Jones now with 13, shooting 76% from the line. Jones with his second free throw. This one in the air, also good. So give him 14. Lead down to 3. Now 51-48. Ford working against Jones. Gets it up ahead to McKnight. And
I think he thought Gaither called a timeout.
Inadvertent whistle, and the official thought Gaither wanted a timeout. Gaither seems I didn't call a timeout.
Now we got to take it back out.
Inbound in the backcourt to McKnight. 4:25 to go here. McKnight spins, leaves it off for Cochran. Charlie leaves it to McKnight. Back out front to Turner. Dom straight away three, well off right. Gets his own rebound. Gets it back to Feldner. Jacob drives, kicks it to McKnight.
That was right there. We had the perfect line on that. That was way off.
Dom shot that one and took off running. McKnight steps through and draws the foul. This will go on Henderson. And that'll be his second.
They got anybody in foul trouble?
The only people they've got, Heelan and Jones, both with 3 apiece. Oh, and the second there on Henderson. 19 foul. Free throw up by McKnight. Good. So from here on out, Collins will shoot the double bonus.
Got Eads coming in for Charlie.
Trying to steal maybe a minute or so with Charlie with 4 personal.
This might be the, is this the first sub of the half?
Might be. Second free throw by McKnight. Also good.
I don't remember anybody. Do you remember anybody going out?
I don't. I really don't. 53-48. Gibson works it up the left side. Goes to 2 defender. Step back. 15-footer. Rolls in. His first basket of the second half. Timeout. 30-second timeout. Oldham County. So 3:46 to go. A lot of game left here. I'd say still probably a run each for each of the teams here. Cochran, really, I think a key for Collins might be is how does the foul trouble play out with both Cochran and Turner with 4 each.
Cochran coming back in for this offensive possession. I think you're going to see Collins right shoot a little deliberate. It's hard to do against Oldham. They're not going to sit back and let you be deliberate. But, you know, we've seen Collins run that little passing game they have, or motion game, I guess you would call it. But you've got to take care of the ball, getting it up the floor, and, continue to play aggressively on the offensive end. I just got a feeling, I know Coach Gaither, you know, he doesn't mind taking some time off the clock.
And like you said, hard to do against this pressure Oldham County puts on you. Inbounded to Cochran. And Charlie steps on the sideline. Not sure what Charlie was trying to do. And that'll turn it over.
He's probably trying to draw, think it would be a shot.
But Airborne had that well defended.
Yeah.
Just got to throw the ball back to the middle of the floor. Now Charlie will check back out, and Nick Eves will come in and play defense.
Yes.
3:44 to go. Collins by three. 53-50. Inbounded deep to Gibson. Gibson will walk it back in the front court. Gibson still on the dribble out front. Gets it away to Larimore. Gets it to Jones. Jones steps in. 15-foot jumper. Rolled in. Right now getting all the roads. That ball was way off, it looked like, on release. Down to two. 53-52. Turner. Goes cross court. Four. Three. Corner. No good. And rebounded by Henderson. Gibson driving, leaves it off. Larimore floating in the lane, no good. Rebounded by Turner. And Turner was fouled on the play by Larimore, and Dominic Turner will go to the line to shoot two.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been kind of hard on Dom before in the past for, you know, being.
He laid it on the line tonight, though.
He's not 100%. He hadn't asked to come out one time. So you got to give it all to him. He's laid on the line going as a senior, and he's playing extremely hard and playing extremely well, and hadn't even looked at the bench to come out.
So Dom at the line for two shots. Free throw up. Good. Dom now with 21 in the game. Second free throw. In the air. Now off the back. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up and missed it. Gets his own rebound again. No call, and they will call the foul.
Whew, I thought Dom
yeah, the post went over the back.
Whew.
It could have been called for his fifth. And he will get the foul call. Missed an easy one, but went and got it again, and will go back to the line to shoot two free throws.
I didn't even want to look. I just dropped my hands. I knew the whistle was coming because I thought Siri went over. He did go over the back.
And it's so loud. It's kind of, you can't hardly hear it.
You can't hardly hear it now.
2:57 to go. Collins by two, and Dominic Turner with 21 in the game goes back to the line. He'll shoot two shots.
I'd like to see one of these go in anyway.
Yeah. Free throw in the air and good. So this next free throw to give Collins a 4-point lead. In the air, this one's off left. No good. So not able to capitalize on the extra possession, but Collins does lead by three here, 55-52, 2:50 to go. And Collins in a zone here, 2-3 zone. Out straight away, Larimore to Gibson in the corner. Back to Larimore, back to Jones, going to drive left side. Nice defense, couldn't get it to go, tapped out, and Jacob Felder can't get it, but it goes off the leg of Brewer out of bounds. And right now, Coach Gaither on Feltner is like, you got to get that rebound. So a little bit different look that time from Collins. Changed things up, went to a 2-3 zone. And right now, Charlie Cochran going to check in for Nick E. Thought he was going to get Dominic Turner there for a second.
I don't know what was going on. I was trying to figure out why we were taking Dom out.
So was Gaither. He's like, get back in.
He pointed at Dom, though. I guess he did. Charlie did, I mean.
Knight in the front court. Gets it to Feltner in the corner. Like to get a big three by Feltner right here. That'd be huge. Jacob in trouble. Gets it away to Turner. And Coach Gaither had him pinned in. He'll take a timeout. Good timeout there by Coach Gaither. Just a 30.
We don't know how many. We don't know how many timeouts anybody's got.
No. 2:17 to go in this one. Still a ton of time. Collins by three, but really got to give it up to the Titans here tonight. Scott, win or lose, they've come and battled here tonight.
They have battled, and, you know, Charlie played well this half. just, I think, you know, and I just, you know, I know I'm strange, but I mean, Davion, he's guys getting, he's getting full court press, and they have taken a little bit of the pressure off of it. Had Nick Ford bring it up, he's done a good job. Dom has brought it up. But in the half court, you know, it's Davion's ball, and he made some plays tonight and may hit some big free throws, you know, we'll knock on wood. But Collins got to keep scoring because Oldham County is really good offensively, and, you know, this game is far, far, far from being over.
So Turner will inbound, gets it into Concord. Charlie hands it right back to Turner. Dom has it knocked away, gets it back, drives the basket, goes up, and they're going to say before the shot, they're going to get a foul on the floor. And that'll send Dominic Turner back to the line for two. Dom, a 68% shooter, but just went one of two on back-to-back trips just a second ago. Big free throws will be down the stretch here. Free throw up in the air by Turner, no good. So he's now missed three of his last four.
Leaving big points at the free throw line right here. Needed to, this one here, make it a two-possession game.
2:09 to go. Second free throw here for Turner. Free throw up, and off again. And on the rebound, two players from Oldham County had simultaneous possession, and that'll turn it over. Just worries me a little about the psyche of Dom going in these last couple minutes, maybe going to the line, Scott, as he's now missed five of his last six.
I think if I'm fouling, if I'm Oldham County, I try to put him there.
Inbounded to Turner in the backcourt, and he traveled with it. So a couple of big misses and then a turnover.
We just can't see. Take the ball out of bounds on that end.
Inbound back to Gibson. Collins by three. 2 minutes to go. Gibson spinning in the lane. Short jumper good. So just as Collins had a chance to extend it to five, just like that, it's back to one. Timeout on the floor. 55-54. Collins leads it. 1:57 to go. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
55-54. Collins leads it with the ball. 1:57 to go. Again, McKnight will inbound here. Gets it into Turner. Dom comes up hard to right side. Still on the move, still on the dribble. He's being doubled, and Coach Gaylor's going to take another timeout as he's talking to his players about running away from the ball. Coach Combs comes out, and I think he told Nick Ford to get to the middle of the floor. Another full timeout. We'll take another break. 1:50 to go in this one. Collins by one. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament. Here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together. Catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business for 24 years and is a
quality used car lot, specializing in used vehicles with all the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales, have a look around, and secure your tax time purchase. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Collins basketball. Turner looking inbound. Gets it in deep to the backcourt to Ford. Nick working against Healy. Gets it in front court. He's looking for help. Picks his dribble up. Gets it over to Cochran.
That's
behind to McKnight. Davion wide open basket to the basket. Laid it in. 1:30 to go. Larimore over to Jones. Back to Gibson straight away. Almost they can take, Odom kind of takes some clock and miss. Would really help Collins. Thielen in the corner.
Yeah, watch Thielen shooting the three.
Thielen, corner three in the air, no good. And rebound by McKnight, fouled by Henderson.
That's another thing he does well. I'm just going to keep on talking to the guy because he is a good rebounder, too.
He is.
How about call that Thielen three?
Davion averages 4.5 rebounds a game, good for third on the team, and he will go the line, and the young freshman will have 2 big free throws here.
That's one thing a little bit better for Collins right now. You get 2 every time you get fouled.
Like you, it'd be nice to have at least 1-2 with the opponent.
Free throw up,
and the rim down, no good.
Leaving a lot of points at the free throw line late here. That's not what you want.
1:09 to go. Collins by 3. McKnight at the line, chance to make it 4.
That's good.
So up, good.
We're right behind the basket. We definitely know if it's off right or left.
Larimore drives, leaves it off for Healy. 1 minute to go. And ball knocked out of bounds by McKnight with 58 seconds to go.
Well, we got to give Coach Kane a little credit. Went to this zone. Not saying how it's going to end up, but it caused him to slow down a little bit anyway. He kind of kept Gibson out of the middle.
Inbounded back deep to Gibson. Gibson, right side to Healy. Healy gets it to Jones. Jones going to drive with it. Blocked by Cochran. Picked up by Henderson and fouled by Cochran. And that's a tough call on Charlie, and that'll be number 5. And Charlie's right. As he went, looked like straight up in the air.
Is that 5?
That'll be number 5.
So, Dom again did a great thing right there. Charlie's really been reacting to the foul. Wouldn't really matter him, but jumping up and down, Dom went over and grabbed all of them, so I'm just stop it. You know, and the little things right now, Dom Turner, you know, win or lose or draw, the kid has brought it. And, that's, you know, I don't know. I think that's probably a foul the second, you know, time on Charlie, but it's just, you know, some of the silly fouls he had earlier, like grabbing the guy around the waist, that's what gets you.
Yep.
I tell you, just playing hard, but
46 seconds to go. It'll be Nick Eads checking in for Cochran, and this will send Henderson to the line, only 52% on the season. This is a two-shot foul. And big free throws here. Free throw in the air by Henderson, good. So Henderson, as we mentioned, 52% on the year. He's 4-5 from the line tonight. That cuts it to 3, a second free throw, a chance to cut it down to 2. Henderson, free throw in the air, no good, and ball on the floor. And it's going to be a timeout of Odom County as they got possession of the ball.
But there's a pretty quick timeout.
So full timeout. It would have been Odom County ball on the timeout on the tie-up anyway. We'll take a quick break. Collins by 3, 43 seconds to go. You're listening to 30th District Basketball Tournament. Here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Jones sets inbounds here for Oldham County. Looking. And nice play by Nick E to dive and knock it out of bounds as Henderson broke open under the basket. That's the football mentality coming out there from Nick E. Gets it into Henderson, and he's fouled by East all along the way. And Henderson will go back to the line to shoot two free throws where he went one of two just a second ago.
They're going right at Nick East, so as soon as Charlie went out.
That's just, you know, Zuri
does a really good job over there. That's just good coaching.
Henderson to the line. 52% on the year. 4-6 from the line tonight.
Free throw up.
Good. That cuts it to 2. 42 seconds to go.
Collins got to be ready to miss and get this missed rebound right here. Missed shot.
Second free throw in the air. No good. Rebounded by Ford. Nick will just hold it and hand back to Turner.
Go. Just go to the line.
Turner still not in front court. Now finally gets there. Throws it cross court to Ford. 29 seconds. Right back to Turner. Dom's going to drive, leave it off for Eve, right back to Turner. 23 seconds to go. And Turner will be fouled in the corner with 20 seconds to go. Hollins by two. Chance to go up by four if we can convert both free throws.
My man Gaither just told Nick Eve what they used to tell me when I was playing basketball.
Pass it.
So just hold on to it. Don't dribble.
So Turner to the line. For two shots.
Come on, Don.
Free throw up. Good.
Need this one to make it two possession game right here.
3-point lead for Collins. Turner trying to make it four. Free throw in the air. Good. Two big free throws by Turner. Inbounded against him. He gets it down, going to drive in the lane, goes up, Ford by Ford, taken by Ford, and Ford fouls. And now Collins can convert from the line with 14 seconds to go. They put themselves in a good place to finish this one off. But what a play again, Scott, by Dominic Turner. Yeah, we talked in the opening how he needed to step up, and man, he has played a whale of a game here tonight.
Nick Ford needs to knock these down. Big free throws are game far from over.
Free throw up in the air by Ford. Good.
You know, Nick, he gets Nick to his credit. Hadn't played the best offensive game. I didn't think he played well in the first half. But I think the second half, he's played a lot better. Rebounding and bringing the ball up the floor is really taking a lot of pressure off Davion.
Second free throw. Missed this one. 12 seconds.
Don't want a foul here.
Leaves it off. Larimore straight away. Three. Good. With 7 seconds to go, that cuts it down to two. So this one's still far from over.
How many threes has Larry Moore shot on the year? I mean, I'm asking you. He looked really surprised when he hit it.
Let me look.
It don't matter.
Larry Moore is 16 of 50 from the three-point line on the year, 32%. But knocked that one out, a big shot. 7 seconds to go. But still, if you can get it inbounds and knock down two free throws, pretty much would seal this one up.
Thing is, though, is they've had trouble getting the ball inbound, especially underneath their basket.
And not
yet the other end. I'm
not sure the foul. timeout situation from both teams. Because the important thing to know is in high school basketball, the clock does not stop after a made basket under a minute to go like it does in college or the professional level. So that's the reason why Coach Durgeson was forced to take a timeout there, is to stop the clock, because ball could have really flopped around here for 5 seconds before they inbound it.
Yeah, I had no idea. This scoreboard over here doesn't say anything about timeout.
So it'll be Collins basketball. They lead by 2, 7 seconds to go. Collins ball. Jacob Feltner will be inbound in here for the Titans.
I'd like to see him get his back to Feltner.
And here we go. And they threw it across the lane, or across.
Yeah, he can run the floor.
They threw it in across the floor, and I think the question was, did 21 step yet out of bounds? And they're going to get a call. And we'll see the official call here.
What they call?
Now they're going to say, can he move along the baseline? That's what Coach Gaither wants to know, and he's saying yes, he can. So they had sent Dominic Turner out to take the pass, and they will. Inbounded to Ford. Right back to Turner, and Ford's fouled before he could get rid of it. So Nick Ford will go to the line to shoot two shots with 6.3 to go.
What did they call the first time?
I think maybe a delay of game. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, they're saying 21 came out of bounds with Dom. He was guarding Dom.
So Ford to the line for two. He's 1 of 2 for on the night. Nick, 79% on the season.
Big free throws here, say the least.
Ford to the line. Free throw in the air. Got it.
Now here, my question to you, do you foul or do you let him get a three if you miss his free throw?
If you miss it,
you're up three. Do you let them shoot a three, or do you foul?
That's a tough call. That's why Coach Gaither gets paid the big bucks.
That's just knock it down.
They don't have to worry about it. Four. Free throw. Yeah. Roll off. No good. Inbounded to Gibson. Gibson going to drive. Leave it off. Landmore straight away. Three. The buzzer. Oh, good. And the Titans advance. Collins comes in here tonight, losing the finals of the district to Anderson County, playing the heavily favored Oldham County Colonels. And they have sent the Colonels packing here tonight. Big win for the Titans and a big win for Coach Gaither as they win it here tonight, 62-59. What a gutty effort from the Titans.